Dissertation by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. The date of examination is 7/19/22. The name of the patient is Valerie Levin, L-E-V-I-N, for same V-A-L-E-R-I-E. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Levin, space V. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 7/19/22. Referring physician Susan Hathrick, Karen Amethy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph, clinical education, 51-year-old female with history of abnormal ECG stress test. For stress test on medication, parentheses, propranolol, 20 milligrams, BID, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, for stress test on medication, parentheses, propranolol, 20 milligrams, BID, close parentheses, for disparity with clinical. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime, V1, V2, new paragraph, correction, normal sinus rhythm, consider RAE, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 100 over 70, baseline heart rate 93 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 122 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18178. Period. New paragraph. The patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. On her beta blocker. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 105 over 70 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during correction. There were rare isolated VPCs in immediate recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of horizontal top sloping ST depression, leads 2-3 in ABF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4-chamber views, and apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. With normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions, 1, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, mildly decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker. 5, rare isolated VPCs were noted in immediate recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.